Praise God. It's a wonderful thing to be able to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to have a church, amen, where truth is preached, where love is found, and I'm just thankful to be here this morning. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 14. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 14. This is in your Old Testament this morning. Can everybody hear me all right? No? Can anybody in the back hear me all right? Okay, all right. So I can't hear myself up here very well. So I just want to make sure. Joshua chapter 24. Israel has left Egypt. And the second generation is now ready to go into the promised land. And Joshua gives them a choice. And I want to talk about important choices this morning. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 14. He says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood in Egypt. And serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which our fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or in Egypt, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me," somebody said, "as for me." You've got to make a personal decision, a personal choice. "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Praise God. I feel His presence here this morning. And I know He wants to speak to hearts today. Lord, we thank You this morning for the Word of God. I'm asking You to anoint it to our hearts. Speak to each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Very simple but very much overlooked truth that we find in our world. And that is that so much of our lives are determined or directed by choices that we make. Amen. I'm talking about important choices this morning. Some choices are not really that important. When you go to the grocery store, it's green beans or peas. That's not really going to change a whole lot in your life. Amen. But there are other decisions that are extremely important. And don't worry, I'm not going to talk about whether you need to buy peas or green beans. We're going to talk about some things that are very important. Because some choices determine the path of the rest of your life. There are choices that are made that will alter your life. Amen. Choices that are before each and every one of us. And I want to say this at the onset this morning, that the future for each and every one of us is not determined by our circumstances, but it is determined by our choices. Amen. It is determined by our choices and by the will of God and the move of God in our lives. Praise God. And I think this morning about Joseph in the Old Testament. He was just a young man, but he was despised by his brothers. They looked down upon him. They cast him down. They sold him as a slave into Egypt. And when he got into Egypt, he was lied upon and thrown in prison. And everything seemed to be going against him for all of his life. But there was something that Joseph did. He made some choices. Amen. And he made a choice as a young man to serve God and to live for God no matter what was happening in his life. In one choice that he made, he said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Amen. And so we know that Joseph had, he had dreams that came from God, but sometimes those dreams don't seem like they're coming to pass. But I want you to know that the Lord wants us to make choices that will line up with the call and the vision that God has given to us. Praise the Lord. And our choices this morning are made by the attitude that we have about things that are around us. It is attitude that determines how we make our decisions. Attitudes are really simply the way that we look at things and the way that we receive things, and especially this morning, the things of God. You say, I'm not sure I agree with that. You're just an old man and you're supposed to say these things. But I'm glad when I was 19 years old, I decided to serve God. And I made my way to the altar and I gave my life to God. I'm glad that in the last many years that I've served Him, I found out that He will bless me and He is with me. Praise God. Has anybody else found that to be true? Few of us have. Praise God. And it all started with a choice. It all started with an important choice in life. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 3, if you'll turn there with me this morning. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 3, Jesus speaks to the people in parables. A parable is a story that has a deeper meaning than the story itself. And here the Lord is giving a parable about a farmer that goes out and sows seed into the ground. Now, just to get us up to speed here before we read this, the seed is a representation of the Word of God. Somebody said the Word of God. It's a miracle seed. All seeds are miracle. They're miraculous. So the seed is the Word of God. And the ground is people. Amen. The ground is where the seed is sown. It is sown in the hearts and minds of people. But in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 3, he spoke this parable to them. And he said, a sower. Now, I'm sowing seed here this morning, so you can get an idea who the sower is. It is somebody that preaches the Word of God. It's somebody that witnesses and tells others about the Word of God. There are many ways that the Word of God can be sown, but the Word of God was going forth here in this parable. And a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Now, this is the one that is a wayside. A wayside is a pathway. It's a very well-worn pathway. It has been stepped on many times. It has gone through a lot of compacting by the feet of those that walk down the path. And the seeds fell upon the wayside ground. And I won't go into the whole parable here this morning, the interpretation of it. But Jesus said, this is the person that hears the Word of God, and the devil comes and snatches the Word out of their heart, and nothing takes place. The birds or the fowls came and devoured up the Word of God. And then he says, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And so here is stony ground. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. and because they had no root, they withered away. And in the interpretation of that, Jesus said that the person that is represented here by stony ground is somebody that gets easily offended. Amen. Well, praise God. And we know that's a dynamic in our world. And for this reason or the other, we won't go into any of that this morning. People get offended. Amen. And they're scorched and they wither away. And when the sun is up because of persecution, the sun being troubles and trials and all of that, they wither away, they fall away, and nothing takes place by the great potential of the Word of God. And then he says, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. And so this ground has thorns in it, and if you know anything about growing things, thorns have a way of wrapping themselves around. We've got some trees behind the church over here, and the vines that are on that tree could probably qualify as thorns in some respect. And the vines that are on the church trees back there, actually it's the neighbor's trees, is probably about that big around. And it goes all the way to the top of the trees, and it has wrapped itself around. I got tired of looking at them one time, and I got an axe out. And I thought, I'll get this thing at the trunk, at the root of the tree or the vine, and we'll stop this invasive growth of this that's killing the trees. And I discovered that chopping that thing off didn't stop anything. They just kept right on growing. Amen. And Jesus gave us this to represent people that are too busy to serve God. Amen. The cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, this, that, and the other. I don't have time. I've got more important things to do. And it choked the Word of God out, and they did not bear fruit. And so there is a choice here to serve God or to be too busy. It all really comes down to our choices. Amen. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And I want to look at that for just a minute here this morning. But when the seed falls upon good ground, the good ground, how can I say it here this morning? The good ground is ground that receives the seed, and not does it just receive the seed, it rejects the thorns, it rejects the rocks, it rejects those things that will hinder it, and it receives the roots that are born out of that seed. Amen. And Jesus said, this is someone who hears the word, they understand it, and they stick with it. Amen. I'm paraphrasing there this morning, but they stick with it. They're not going to get offended. They're not going to get too busy. They're not going to let the enemy come and rob away the things that God has put in their heart, but they've got their mind made up. Amen. They've made important choices, and that's what I'm talking about this morning, is important choices. And he finished this parable, and he said, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And so the question, it begs the question this morning, what are you listening to? Amen. What are you listening to? The Bible says there are many voices in this world, and every one of them are significant in some way. And I would say it this way, that every voice in this world has some sort of logic, even though it may be twisted logic, and it may sound good to the flesh and to the ears, But it doesn't mean that every voice in this world is the right voice to follow. Praise God. And really, the voice that you listen to in your life is actually going to be the place where you find yourself eventually. Amen. If you're listening to the voices of the world, you're going to end up in the world. But the Bible says that the world is going to pass away. Amen. But if you're listening this morning, I hope everybody's listening this morning. If you're listening to the Word of God, to the preaching of the Word of God, then that's where you're going to end up, in the blessings and the fruit. Amen. All three of them before the good ground ended up with nothing. Amen. I want to try this morning to help somebody to end up in life with good things. Amen. To end up when it's all said and done and you take your last breath, you'll be able to say, I served God and God was able to do this, that, or the other with me. Praise God. That's what life is really all about. Amen. It's all about sowing seeds in your life. It's all about choices. And this morning I'm talking about important choices in your life. Amen. And so what we are listening to, amen, is very important. And it can be very confusing when you allow all of these voices to come into your mind and into your heart, because voices conflict themselves. If you're going to do any investing, you got to listen to a good voice, because you do a little bit of study. I'm always interested in those things, and indulge me just for a minute if you're not interested in those. That's all right. You're interested in other things. But you can read an article about a particular stock, and it'll say, this stock is a strong buy right now. You need to go out and buy this stock. And then you go a little bit further down, and somebody else has another view of the same stock, and they'll say, this is a strong sell. Amen. And you need to sell right now. And it can be very confusing, and that's kind of a representation of how things are in this world, and how it can become very confusing in your mind and in your heart if you don't have the right voice that you're listening to. Well, praise God. And you may be asking in your mind this morning, what do I do? I've got to make some decisions in my life. What am I going to do? And I'm torn in what to do. I would give you counsel this morning to close out the voices that are trying to influence you away from God. Amen. That are trying to influence you away from the Word of God, because there are some things in the Word of God, in the Bible, that are diametrically opposed to the ways of the world and the voices of the world. And so it's not just a matter of listening to a voice. It's a matter of closing out other voices that would lead you astray. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
And I've come to understand that when you focus your attention upon the Word of God, that it will always lead you in the right way. Matthew chapter 13, since we're already there, let's go to verse 15 and verse 16 this morning. Matthew 13 and verse 15, he is speaking to the people, the religious people of his day, and he said, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart. That's a whole different subject right there. And should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And so what it comes down to is not a matter of there isn't a voice. It's a matter of the choice that we make as to what voice we're going to listen to. Praise God. Amen. And so when we look at this, it's not only important what we hear, but he said, blessed are your ears, for they hear. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Amen. And so it's not just what we hear that helps us make the choices in our life, but it's what we see. Amen. It's what we see. And for some in our day today, they can only see today or tomorrow or this week, not really looking ahead too far. What's going to make me happy today? What's going to make me feel good for the moment? That is an example of what Jesus said. They don't hear with their ears. They make a choice to only hear or to see some things. And when you see for the moment, that's how far you're going to get for your future. But if you can go beyond today or tomorrow, and you can look to eternity, because, friend, every one of us that are sitting here this morning, we are going to go into eternity at some point in time. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And to some, that's exciting, and to some, it is very fearful. I remember a lady that was, she started out with the Lord, and many things began to come into her life, and she left God. Which I don't understand, but she left God, and we were talking to her at the grocery store or Walmart or somewhere, and we began to talk about the Lord, and all we had to do was talk about the Lord, and she began to tremble, she began to shake, because she understood what we were saying, and she saw the fact and the realization came to her that she was going to spend eternity somewhere, but she didn't want to think about it right now, didn't want to deal with the situation right now. And I would just encourage every one of us here this morning that when you hear the Word of God, get a hold of it right now. Amen. And when you see eternity, go toward eternity. And make the decisions that you make in your life right now, make those decisions that will have some positive effect upon eternity. Amen. Because we're all going to go to that eternal place, whether it is with God or without God, and it is based upon a decision. Somebody said amen. Amen. This world in which we live is very sight-oriented. You got to look right. Everything's, all the lines got to be just right. We're concerned about how we look, and we are concerned about what other people think. And I think it is good that we look good, and I think it's good that we're concerned about what other people think. But if it is something that is the most important thing in your life, be careful this morning, because this world is like the crowd. Amen. And the crowd goes this way for a little while, and then it turns and makes a different direction, and it goes in another direction. Amen. And you'll find yourself going this way and that way. I saw here recently somebody with bell-bottom jeans on. And I just smiled a little bit. They thought they were really cool. Got these bell-bottom jeans. You know, If you have never seen them, they're just regular jeans, but they have a bell at the bottom. And I remember when I was younger, as a teenager, that bell-bottom jeans were cool. And I had a pair of bell-bottom jeans, and I felt so good when I was wearing them because I was in. Amen. And maybe your generation has a different thing that is cool and that everybody's doing. But just look ahead just a little bit. If you've graduated from high school, I know if you're in high school, everything is about the crowd. It's all about whatever everybody thinks is cool. And if you're not an in person, then you're an out person. But the truth of it is this morning, look ahead just a little bit. If you've been out of high school a few years, find out what's going on with some of the people that was in high school with you. And it'll be an eye-opener to see where they're at, what they've done with their life, and what's going on with them. Praise God. And it's an eye-opener. What you've got to come to in your life is a direction for yourself. Amen. And it can't be based upon, young person, it can't be based upon what everybody else is thinking or what everybody else is doing. It's got to be based upon something more solid than that. Well, praise God. Somebody needs to help me this morning. Amen. Because as my old pastor used to say, that if you don't stand for anything, you will fall for anything. Amen. And we've got to stand for something in our life. There's got to be a solid, sure direction that we're going. And I can tell you this morning with confidence that if you serve God, you're going to find yourself. Amen. If you serve God, you're going to find yourself, because there are many that don't know who they are. They don't have any idea, in some cases in our generation, what they are. Amen. And it's because of the many, many voices that are in our world. Amen. And what's the answer to this? What is the answer to this? I would just say this morning, choose your friends carefully. Amen. And don't just buddy up with anybody because you're seeing things and you're hearing things that are coming from them. Amen. And I would go a step further this morning. Choose your friends that have decided to serve God. Amen. I'm not saying people that are going to church, but I'm talking about people that have made up their mind to serve God. Some come to church, but they're not really serving God. And choose your friends carefully, amen, because they will be an influence to you. Praise God. Scripture talks about an angry child. And it says, don't get around an angry person, amen, because you will learn their ways. And you can learn to be angry. You can learn to be immoral. You can learn to be a thief. Amen. You can learn to go to the things in this world that will give you a temporary high. But it doesn't mean that it's going to last for a long time. It's going to be here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. And I would say there's a scripture this morning that says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. That's the kind of friend you need to have, is a friend that will stick closer than a brother. And we know who that friend is, don't we? Amen. What's his name?
Jesus.
Amen. When all of my friends, oh, I've had friends in my life. I had the best friend in my life. And it was in grade school, and back in the day, don't judge me here this morning, but back in the day, it was cowboys and Indians, and it was army men and tanks and guns and all of that, because we were of that group, that came out of that. I remember finding buffalo head nickels on the ground. They were so plentiful, and now they're worth a lot of money if you get the right one. But I remember my best friend Richard. We were best friends. We went to the river together. We went down to the creek together. We did all kinds of things together. And then, to my dismay and confusion, one day he wasn't my friend anymore, and he wouldn't talk to me. And I still remember that to this day. That friendships in this world can all of a sudden turn ugly real fast. And I don't understand it. I still don't understand it. But I do know that that's the way of our world. But there is someone that will stick closer than a brother, stick closer than a sister, and it's God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. And choices, that's what I'm talking about this morning, important choices. Choices are things that lead us. They cause us, choices cause us to cross over lines in our life. Amen. And to the thief, the very first time that a thief steals something, he's very nervous and very afraid. But there's something about it. He crossed over a line. Amen. And so the second time that he steals and he gets away with it, he's not quite as nervous as he was before until he gets to the place. We had a man in Boston, and he is what I would call a thief, literally and in reality. He was, I don't know if he is today, but God touched his life, and he told us his story, that he would steal things just for the thrill of it. And I don't know where it all started, but it started the first time. And the first time he crossed over that line of being someone of character to someone who would just steal things for the thrill of it. And in fact, he told us that he cased out the place where he worked and found out where the safe was and how to get into the building. And after hours, he went in and broke into the safe and stole a whole bunch of things out of the safe. And then the very next day when the police were there, he showed up to hear what they were saying. And I'm sure he got a thrill out of that, some sort of perverted thrill out of that. My point this morning is that there was a choice that he made at some point in his life. He made a choice. Maybe it was just a pack of gum that he stole, and he found out that he could get something for nothing. Eventually, he backslid, unfortunately. And we found that he was stealing money out of the offering plates. Amen. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars at that time. And it is because of a choice. Now, you may not be a thief here this morning, but each and every one of us have got to cross a line somewhere in our life. We're going to have to say, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord, or I'm going to serve the other gods that are over there in Egypt. I pray this morning that everyone under the sound of my voice will make the right choice to serve God and to do the will of God, no matter what it costs you. Amen. No matter how difficult the choice is, you have got to make up your mind at some point in time in your life, what you're going to do with your life. It's not circumstances. It's not some strange thing in the cosmos. It is based upon a decision. Somebody said amen. Amen. And choices can go the other way if you choose to save your money. That's just a very simple example here this morning. You know, a lot of folks, they get a dollar and it's a dollar to spend. Amen. It's there to spend, and you make a choice, and then later on down the road in life, you see one of your friends, and they're driving a real nice car. Amen. Well, how did you do that? Well, I said no to myself a lot of times, and I wanted to go out and do this, that, and the other, but I said no because I was looking ahead to myself riding in this new car. I could see myself in the future as I'm driving down the road in this nice car. But in order to do that, I had to say no to myself. And the one that said yes to theirself all the time was driving some beat-up old junker, didn't know if it was going to start the next time. And we've all been there. I've been there. Amen. But it comes down to choices. It comes down to the choices that you make, whether your life is blessed, whether you do good or not good financially, relationship-wise, job-wise. There are many today that show up on the job, and the next day they're not there, they quit. And then there are others that will stick with it for 30, 40, 50 years on the same job. And it's not because it's easy, it's because there was a choice that was made. Amen. Amen. Choices will lead your life. And this morning I want to talk about important choices. Amen. And so the time had come in the life of Israel when they really needed to make a decision. They were ready to cross over the Jordan River into the land of promise. And Joshua, who was the leader, I read it from the book of Joshua, chapter 24. And Joshua said, before we go over into the promised land, before we go over into the perfect will of God and the blessings, before we get to the place where we divide the land and you're going to have your own property. Now, he's talking about the children of slaves. They had been slaves for 400 years. And he said, now, before you get your piece of property, before you come into the land and establish some things and all of that, he said, before you do that, you've got to make a choice here today. And he said, choose this day, choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. Choose. There's a choice that of what we are going to serve. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or he will love the one and hate the other. He said, you cannot serve God and this world at the same time. And so in reality, each and every one of us are servants. Amen. We are servants to ourselves, or we are servants to the Lord. Amen. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
And he said, you've got to make a decision. You can turn back today and go back to Egypt if you want to. You can make a choice to serve all the gods of Egypt or the gods of this land or whatever you want to do, you have the choice to do it. And the time comes in every one of our lives that we are going to be confronted with that choice. And I pray this morning that if you are considering some things, you are considering God, you are considering the church, what it means in the Bible to live for God, or what is in the Bible. Amen. Just a very simple thing. But if you're here this morning and you've been asking questions in your mind, what am I going to do with my life? I want you to know you're here because God brought you here this morning. You're here because of a divine plan of God, and you have an opportunity today to make a choice. Praise God. And it's an important choice. You might have the opportunity to make that choice again, but there's no guarantee that when we walk out the door this morning that we have that opportunity again. Amen. Joshua prodded them to make a decision based upon the things that they had heard and seen. And as a young man, I've already said at 19 years old, I made a decision to serve God. But there was something about it. I had gone to church every day of the week in grade school. Only missed Saturday because we didn't have school on Saturday. I'd been to church all those years, all those days, every week. But when it came to a choice, I realized I had never picked up the Bible and read it one time. Amen. I didn't know what the Word of God had to say. And I found out, and thank the Lord, I didn't have to become perfect the first day. I didn't have to understand everything. But as I began to read the Word of God, and as I began to study the Word of God, I began to see things I had never heard of before. I began to hear things in the church, the preaching of the Word of God, that I had never heard before. And as a young man, it didn't drive me away. It inspired me. Praise God. And that's where the choices that you make in life are going to influence you. They're either going to drive you away or they're going to inspire you. Praise God. And I pray that the Word of God inspires all of us. Amen. To walk with God, to do the will of God and the purpose of God in our lives. Amen. Doesn't mean that everything is going to be easy. But hear me this morning, things outside the door of the church are not easy either. Praise God. And so he said, choose this day. And he said, I want you to remember your moms and your dads. They've all passed away. You're a brand new generation. And you're getting ready to come into the promised land. And he said, I want to remind you of passing through the water. I want to remind you of the manna that came down from heaven. I want to remind you of the rock that followed us all the way through the wilderness. And you've seen it with your own eyes, maybe not the crossing, but you have seen the manna. You've seen the blessings. You've heard your mother say, thank the Lord, God helped us right when we needed it. Amen. You've seen things in the house of God. You've felt the powers of the world to come. Amen. And now it comes down to a point in time where you've got to make a choice. Amen. And that's what I'm preaching about this morning. And it finally got down to him and his family. For you see, the preacher is not exempt from what he preaches. Amen. Not exempt from it. And none of us are, because it's the Word of God. And he came to a declaration. And there came a time in my life where I had to make that declaration. Yes, even after I began to serve God, there was a time when I had to make a declaration to myself and to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I told God that. Amen. It was a real stressful time, and you're going to face those times, but it didn't look like things were working out for me, and we were doing the work of God, and things didn't seem to go right, and so I told the Lord. I found a place to pray by myself, and I told the Lord. I said, Lord, if you never use me to win anybody to God or build a church or do anything, God, I want you to know one thing. I'll serve you all the days of my life. And I'll just keep it up and I'll just keep right on going. I remember as a young man, I came to God and all of a sudden one day I couldn't feel God anymore. And it was horrible. It was very frightening. And it went on for a time and a season. And I didn't really have anyone I could talk to about it. But I got to the place where I got down and I really began to pray. And I made a choice. And I said, God, if you never heal me, if you never let me feel your presence again the rest of my life, I want you to know one thing. When I said yes, I meant yes. And when I made my choice, it's for life. Praise God. And when I said that, the Holy Ghost just flooded over my soul. And I've never had that experience again. Thank God for that. Amen. It all comes down to a choice. Amen. It's not a matter of your circumstances. It is a matter of your choices. Amen. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. And successful people have all learned to make the right choices. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 29. Here's a choice. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They made a choice. Proverbs 3 and verse 31. Envy thou not the oppressor. Don't be envious of the world. Young person, don't be envious of the world. Envy thou not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. There's a choice. There's a choice for each and every one of us here this morning. And I just felt it in my spirit and in my heart, amen, that someone is at the point of making a choice in your life. Amen. But you have another choice. James chapter 4 and verse 8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Praise the Lord. And so decisions are very, very important. Luke chapter 24, and I'm going to finish here in just a few minutes. But I copied down some scripture. Here's some people that had followed the Lord. And after they followed the Lord for a little while, all of a sudden things kind of turned bad. And they saw the Lord that they were following hanging on a cross. And they saw him buried in the tomb. And then they found out that his body wasn't there anymore. And they were very, very discouraged. And Luke chapter 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus. I've been there in the village of Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about threescore furlongs or 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. Jesus hanging on the cross. He's not in the tomb anymore. Things are not really going as great as we thought they could or should. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Amen. Showed up right beside them. They're walking down the road and all of a sudden this man comes out of nowhere, steps in line with them. How you doing today, sir? Well, it's not really going that good. And he says, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another? As you walk and are sad. And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast thou not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, what things? You know, God's got a sense of humor. Amen. He could have just come right out and said who he was. But he was waiting for them to make a choice. He was waiting for their eyes to be opened so they could see who was really close by here. And They said concerning Jesus of Nazareth, well, there he is standing right there beside him, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should redeem Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. I mean, very simple thoughts were going through their mind. It doesn't have to be real complicated here. And then said they unto him, O fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ, who have suffered all these things, and enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses, that would be the book of Genesis, first book in the Bible, and through all the prophets, he went from Genesis all the way to Malachi, and scripture after scripture after scripture, 39 books in the Old Testament. It took him a little time, but he had at least 39 scriptures, and he's given them a Bible study as they're going down the road. And it was getting late, it was getting towards the evening, and the day was far spent. And he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is evening time, the day is far spent. And it came to pass, as he sat with meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And listen, look at this. And their eyes were opened. Somebody said their eyes were opened. Not only were their eyes opened, but now their ears were open too. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, listen to this morning. They said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures, no organ music, no special singing, no atmosphere of lights and smoke and all of that. It was just on a dusty old road, and they're just walking along, and they could hear the birds chirping and see a squirrel in a tree and cattle grazing out here, and sheep in another pasture, as they're walking along and they get to their house, just a common house, no electricity, no nothing, no running water, nothing, just an old house. And they sat down, and all of a sudden their eyes were opened. And they said, Did not our hearts burn within us? Amen. I've got a feeling this morning. I chose this scripture right before service this morning, and I just have a feeling today that somebody's heart is burning within you. And you don't have to tell anybody, you don't have to say anything to anybody, but when you came to the house of God this morning, there was something in your heart that said, What am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do with my future? I want you to know God's heard your prayer, and God knows where you're at this morning, and he wants to bless you. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Let's stand together this morning. Somebody today's heart is burning within you, and you're not sure what it is, but it feels like something good's about to happen. Well, I want you to know that something good can happen in your life today. It can be the start of many, many, many good things that will come along in your life. And you'll begin to go in this direction right here instead of going in this direction here.
Amen.
Amen. He knows where you're at this morning, and he wants to take you to his high places. Amen. Amen. You say, well, I'm not any good. Everybody in the church is better than me. Well, I want you to know the day's going to come when God will open your eyes to that. And he'll make you to see that we're all just common people.
Amen.
And we've come from common backgrounds. We're dressed up looking nice this morning. Y'all are looking nice this morning. Amen. Got my suit and my tie on this morning. I'm not preaching in my t-shirt and holes in my jeans. But it's not a representation of who I am. I'm just a common man. I'm just a dying man preaching to dying people. Just a common person. But I made a choice. And that choice has revolutionized my life. Can anybody say amen?
Amen.
If that's what's happened to you in your life, I'm telling you, God has great things for those that will make the right choice. Choose you this day. And when they chose, all of a sudden they got land. All of a sudden they got milk and honey. All of a sudden they got things that they had never seen and had an opportunity to have at all in their life. The only thing they knew was desert sand. The only thing they knew was a hot sun. The only thing they knew was enemies coming against them, snakes coming out and biting them, all kinds of perils. Oh, we got to depend on this rock for water all the time. We've got to depend on God letting it rain bread every day, because we can't grow crops out here. There's nothing that we can do. Amen. But now I've got an opportunity, and all I've got to do is make a choice. Why don't you make a choice this morning to serve God? Make a choice to say yes to God. Don't look at it and say, well, I'm going to lose this if I serve God. I'm going to lose some things that are precious in my life if I give my life to God. Don't look at it that way. Just start one day and say, I'm going to live for God. I'm going to do the will of God. God will take care of everything else. Come on, somebody. God will take care of everything else if you'll make the right choice. Let's pray together right now. Come on, somebody, help me, and let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we need you this morning, Lord. We need the touch of your Spirit this morning. God, you see every heart that's in this house this morning. God, you see from the younger to the elder. God, you see the path that we are on and the thoughts that are in our mind this morning. You know our thoughts afar off, God, and you know that there's a hungry heart here this morning. In Jesus' name, let all of our hearts burn within us as we feel your anointing and we feel your power and your presence today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody said, in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name this morning. Praise God.